Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Munganass St. Louis Honda and Mitsubishi Sports Open Line on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Oh, a happy Monday, everyone. Who is ready for hockey? I can promise you this. There's four people up in the broadcast booth. Well, maybe five. I'll include Ryan Schulte on this one. We are ready for hockey, man. It's the Vegas Golden Knights here inside Enterprise Center. The Blues taking on Vegas, a red-hot team right now in the Western Conference. This one, I guarantee you, will be a playoff atmosphere. The puck drops with Curbs and Joey at 7 o'clock. I'll have your pregame skate starting at 6:30. Extended Blues coverage tonight until 11 o'clock with the fourth period. So much to get into, but now we start our 6:15 show. And let me just set the stage with this, guys, because it's been a while since we've told people what the 6:15 show truly is. We try and start this out as a hockey show to get you set for this one, but it never stays that way. Like, I have a topic I want to get into right now, but I can guarantee our listeners it will not end that way in 12 minutes.
Yeah, okay, so you and I talked about that topic we want to get into, but I'm going to take us off the rails right off the bat.
30 seconds in.
I have to ask a question because a couple of games ago, Joe Vitale said that once you hit the official start of spring, he no longer drinks hot coffee, he drinks iced coffee. Now, as for those that have followed us over the course of the season, okay, you also know that I'm really not much of a coffee drinker, although I've tried a few more. Like, it's just not my thing, but I do drink hot teas. Yeah. I do like hot teas, and I like the loose leaf teas, you know, and I like the different chais and different things are kind of my favorite. And we've got you drinking some teas now too. You actually travel with some, but I go over to the kind of the counter here in the press box, and you know, to get a couple coffee cups for our booth here, and I've noticed something in a lot of the press boxes. So everybody, I guess, in sports drinks coffee. So those of us that don't, we're kind of the outliers. But then now, Mo, there's some, you know, tea bags in the different press boxes. Here's the one flavor, though, that I have seen just about in everywhere I go. And I'm lobbing this out there, especially since you've started drinking. Like, chamomile is just not that flavorful.
What flavor?
Chamomile.
Chamomile.
Not chamomile. Not chamomile. That's going to take us in an area we really are going to get in trouble with.
Are you sure it's not, tea and you're not eating camel food?
I'm just talking. And I said this, Amy just grabbed her heart like she just saw a little lost puppy. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, when you're sitting, like, I can, like, chamomile even just sounds like something you should have when you're sitting next to your aunt or your grandma. Or something like that, and you're wearing a shawl.
He pointed at you,
like,
Amy.
I don't know. I just think that if you're going to have hot teas, we should have some more, like, sports-themed named hot teas that get you ready before a game. Like when you get into the Emperor's Chai, now that's what you should be drinking when you're getting ready for a hockey game.
Yeah.
Something
or
like that.
What about chai sticking?
Chai
sticking?
Wow.
No.
For a hockey game?
I got to tell you, like...
No.
I mean, I love the attempts at the sense of humor. I do. I'm with it. And you know what? And this comes naturally to her.
Yeah.
You know,
it
the
does.
First meeting we had, she was quoting Mel Brooks.
Oh, she
That's
won
when
your
we
heart.
Knew she was hired.
She won your heart.
Well, the puns have not stopped hired. 3 years later, whether it's Blues pregame, whether it's Chili's Week in Hockey. They just don't stop.
But you don't feel like you go to make a hot tea, like just, you know, before the game if you're not a coffee drinker, and it just doesn't feel like you should drink chamomile. Like, it should definitely be, like, something tougher than, like Emperor's Chai, just Mulong Chai sounds. Mulong Chai. Like, Mulong would be a great name of a hockey guy.
Actually, that sounds like a really, like, greasy Chinese meal that you order from a restaurant.
Well, the chamomile, isn't it decaf anyway?
Well, I you know me. I don't do caffeine.
You don't do caffeine.
So
which is problem number one.
We don't want Curbs on caffeine.
Really?
Yeah.
You want this on caffeine?
Maybe not. No, actually, I take the dog.
No, you do
this
not.
This is all natural. We don't wait until you get to the point where I'm showing up in the Emperor's new clothes. I'll just drink the Emperor's chai tea, but we're not wearing the Emperor's new clothes to work.
Now, will you throw a little lemon in that chamomile tea? Are you a lemon guy, honey?
My problem is I don't want the chamomile tea before the game. Like it's just a.
So that's your only decaf option. You're
no,
saying.
I like a lot of the mint teas. Like we had that peppermint mint one. That's good stuff. That was some pretty good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try a bunch of different ones. Mr. Henry over, you know, in high school there at Country Day, we used to go in, and every Tuesday, Mr. Henry, an English, he was our history professor, but he was an Englishman. Every Tuesday after school, he had tea and crumpets in the room, and you'd sit down, you'd talk with tea, and he'd call you a peasant if you didn't use your saucer. Oh, yeah,
wow.
Come up, and he'd tap you on the arm, just a little bit, little tap like that, call you a peasant if you went and poured your Earl Grey tea without a saucer. But
learning so much about Chris Kerber right now.
Saying, of all the names, did you see Amy's reaction when I said chamomile?
I missed it.
It's like warmed your heart, but you should, like,
yeah.
There's got to be another decaf tea other than that
one.
And
I'm a coffee drinker, and so chamomile is actually... It's knowing the nuances of the tea, right? There's black tea, there's Earl Grey tea, there's the Chinese teas, right? The Chinese teas that you have, like the white tea and the oolong. Mm-hmm. But then the chamomile, it's soothing. It's a post-dinner type tea. It's usually got to be a tea connoisseur.
Tell everybody how you've actually started traveling with your own loose tea.
Well, I was in Huntington Beach. We were playing the Ducks, and I went to Huntington Beach for the day, and they actually had a farmer's market, a full-on farmer's market on the street. It was beautiful.
Live pigs.
Live pigs.
Really?
They did. Live pigs. They had donkeys. I didn't ride the donkey.
Live donkeys?
No, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're real. They were walking.
You didn't ride the donkey, though.
I got a great tamale on the street, but they had this tea guy, and he had all these loose teas. And he was telling me all these teas, and I'm a sucker. I'm like, I'm a salesman's dream. Like, you just start getting me going. Like, well, this is for this. I'm like, well, God, well, I need that. He's like, you ever had a cold sore? I'm like, well, yeah. Well, you're going to want some of this. He goes, how about headaches? I'm like, all the time.
Wait
He's
a
like,
minute.
You want three bags of this?
Okay.
I'm like, okay.
I didn't even know this part. He sold you a type of tea. For you to keep at the house in case you end up with a cold sore.
Yes, which I've had one of my entire life.
Joey, how much?
How long has it been since you've had a cold sore?
I'm a mess.
Joey, how much money did you spend at that tea guy?
Truthfully, a full day's per diem. And we know what that is. And so, yeah, and I'm not proud of that.
No, but you got to learn. It's good stuff.
No, but I still use it.
So it's worked. You haven't had a cold sore, I guess, since you started drinking his tea?
Yeah, but I still get my headache. So I think he bluffed on that
what
one.
What would be a miracle is if that tea that he sold you gave you cold sores, and then you had to come back and get
is
more
tea. Is a cold sore
tea?
A type of herpes?
Yeah.
It is, right?
Yeah, it's genetic.
So this is herpes-curing hot tea.
Apparently. Yeah, apparently I get one. You know, I don't get it in my lip. I get it, like, on my cheek every now and then.
You get herpes
like on the
on
outside
your cheek?
Of your cheek or the inside of your
Wait
cheek?
A minute. You get a cold sore on your... Those, no, Joey, those are called zits.
No, I saw a dermatologist once, and she swore.
How far up? Listen.
I read it on the
internet.
You
don't have much room but on your cheek. Yeah. Eventually, it is either a cold sore, a zit, or pink eye. There's nothing. It doesn't get in the middle there.
Okay. Hey, I'm just telling you what the doctor said. All right? I go see a doctor. When my toilet's
you
broken.
You don't question
call
the doctor.
When I'm sick, I go to the doctor.
Have you ever put salt on your cold sore?
Oh, no.
That is the fastest way to fix it, but is the most painful remedy for that cold sore. Oh, yeah. My dad did it to me once, and it was... The worst idea ever.
The doctor
ever.
Said you had a cold sore on your cheek and you didn't question this.
Yeah, no.
What kind of doctor was it? Was it a foot doctor?
No, I looked it up on the internet. I Googled it. And so it said it was, and I saw, yeah, that's
you
what it was.
You should Google the doctor.
Well, no, I Googled it, and it was. Anyway, what were we talking
Did
about?
Did you see that doctor on Huntington Beach?
Okay, so I'm sorry. When
so
you talk
tea.
About pigs, donkeys, and herpes with T cells, it gets you off track. So
yeah. I got a full life, man.
All right. So you decided to start steeping your own tea.
So I start steeping my own tea. I got this little mug. And he's like, well, if you're gonna get all this tea, you need a mug with a sieve that clicks in. I'm like, oh yeah, I need that, obviously. So I bought a couple of those. And long story short, I spent a lot of money. But I got like a ginger powder. You put in your smoothies. I got some of that.
What is your favorite tea then? No.
My favorite tea.
You say chamomile, I'm throwing you out of the booth.
No, okay. I really have come to love this type of chai he sold me. It's got like orange blossom and dandelion.
Yeah.
Orange blossom, dandelion, and chai tea.
You know what? And that's way more manly. Good for you.
Ha ha.
There you go. It's, well, you got to name it though. All right, we got to name that.
He just did dandelion chai tea.
Dandelion, ooh.
No, you can't put dandelion in a hockey tea. Maybe it can be in there, but you got to name it. You got to call it like a dandelion dragon or something like that.
It kind of makes me want to get up and move. Something like a tiny dancer or a dragon dancer.
Is it caffeinated or caffeine-free?
Oh, yeah.
She's humming. Hold on. You just went from tiny dancer to dragon?
Yeah, tiny dragon dancer.
So when you do drink this tea, so when you drink your tiny dancer
dragon.
Dandelion Dragon Tea. Yeah. Urgh, sounds tough when you do that.
No, it doesn't.
You break into Dragon. Tina Turner?
Ooh, yeah. Well, I was going to say, yeah.
No, oh, wait, it was Tina Turner that did Tiny Dancer.
Elton John.
What, Private Dancer is what I'm thinking with. What's the Tina Turner song I'm thinking of?
I think you're thinking of what you're Dirty Dancing.
No, I am.
Are you thinking of Demi Moore, Striptease?
No,
Are you thinking of Demi Gibson again, Kerbs?
No, okay. No, I'm not. And by the way, she's coming to town here with
did
New
you
Kids
buy
on the
tickets?
Block and those guys. No, I did not.
Salt and Pepper.
No, I'll go see Salt and Pepper. Salt and Pepper here, and we're in effect.
Is it Hold Pepper? On.
What was more
it's Pepper. Pepper. It's not Pepper.
Yeah,
it's Pepper.
What was more uncomfortable for you there, Salt and Pepper or Salt and Pepper?
No, it's Pepper. It's not Pepper.
I know, but it's just really fun hearing you say Pepper.
You said Pepper.
Oh, come on. Guys, it was Tina Turner that did Private Dancer, right?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
Okay, somebody look this up, right?
Oh,
we got it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Tina Turner, Private Dancer.
Oh, you know the song.
I must have missed that one.
Is Anderson sleeping? Anderson's got to be able to come out at the end of break on this one. You guys know the song.
Tina
on this
Turner,
one.
Private Dancer. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
All right. Okay. So I confused Tiny with Private.
Yeah.
Hey, run with that one, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 615 show. What the heck hockey topic was we about to talk about?
Thank God we only have a minute left.
Who?
Kerbs, did you buy tickets to Debbie Gibson?
No, I did not.
Come on. Why not?
We'll see her on Broadway.
Were you a New Kids on the Block
We've
guy?
We've already covered this. No, I was not a New Kids on the Block
Joey
guy.
Joey seems like he was a New Kids on the Block
we
guy.
We already covered this. He already had the one guy in the underwear.
That wasn't the New Kids on the Block. That was Marky Mark.
It wasn't the one guy. It was Marky Mark. You can't call him the one guy.
Yeah, one guy's just uncomfortable.
Fourth period tonight. Let's set the table for the fourth period tonight. One of the topics after we break down the game a little bit, we're going to talk about villains in hockey because there's a great matchup tonight with Calgary and Los Angeles. And Matthew Tkachuk's rookie year, Matthew Tkachuk was all over Drew Doughty. Yep. And there's some great quotes that Drew Doughty threw out today about Matthew Tkachuk. We'll save it for the fourth period, but we're gonna get into some of the good old villains, kind of the Draper Lemieux stuff, and see how we can find out like who was right now Seabrook. Man, we got to figure out who are the villains that we need to get to for the Blues.
So that's gonna be a really good one. And then another topic I want to talk about is the Edmonton Oilers, this situation, because now you got CEOs calling out players. So we'll get to that. The 6:15 show, thank heavens, has wrapped up. We got the Blues pregame skate coming up in just a couple of minutes. Oh, look at this, Curbs. A little Private Dancer for you as we take this into break. Mike Anderson, you're the man. Blues in Vegas, Golden Knights coming up next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.